beer.
Beer me.
It's a seltzer.
It is, I know. But the funniest thing is, whenever I was in the office and I would like do that, because I would always bring a seltzer with me, they would, everyone at the same time be like, beer me. Or anytime I was like shaking my like protein shake up or like anything like that, they would be like, margarita time. I'm like, you alcoholics.
That's what happens.
Uh-huh.
Corporate world would drive you to drink.
Mm. Nothing like a cold seltzer after a long bike ride.
Mm.
Yeah.
How was that bike ride today?
It was good.
Good. Okay.
It was good. It was only like almost 10 miles. But,
almost, yeah.
I feel like I could have done a little bit more, but I was getting like frustrated with myself. So, yeah.
Well, news. What's
new?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news. I did buy a new bike.
Yay.
So,
I'm more excited than she is, I think.
Yeah. I finally gave in to Josh Friday night. He's like, let's do shots. I'm like, okay. That's normal. And he's like, we're buying a bike as soon as we were cheersing. And I was like, all right, sounds good.
She needs it, guys. And yeah. She deserves it.
Well,
I just want to throw that out there.
It's
too.
Bright yellow.
It's pretty dope.
And I'm going to call her Scary Spice. That's because right. My mini is Ginger Spice. And I'm going to get some like leopard decals to go on it.
Ooh.
Yeah, since okay. I will not pay the $160 for leopard pedals.
Yeah, a little crazy.
I will just get like a decal.
Okay.
Honestly.
That would be fun. Make it unique.
Or even my gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Remember at the bike store I saw like leopard gloves?
Yeah.
I kind of want that.
I think we should turn this into a mountain bike podcast.
You know what? No. No.
But it can be motivational, and we can always, you know, go back to the mountain biking thing because...
Well, that's us. That's you guys
us.
Are listening because you want to get to know us, but also, too, how we have changed our lives with the amount of motivation stuff that we, like, pour out there and consume.
And new challenges that we put in front of ourselves.
Like, right. I love when... Some people are like, oh, you've never been through like anything. And I just like laugh. I'm like, yeah, I'm like turning 35 this year, but I have been through a lot and we're still not done. Life is not about like a picture perfect life. We're going to go through things and we're going to have like all these external noises that are going to either like inhibit us towards our goals or you're going to look right past them and continue to go.
Ooh, that's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm so sick of everyone blaming like things they can't control to like why they're not where they are. And I'm speaking for myself too, because I was that way for like a year or so. And I finally like, I put away the scale. I'm just like living my life and it will come. It's just if you constantly fixate on it and you look at like all of the negative, you're already putting yourself into that negative mindset. Mm-hmm. That's doing jack for you. You know what I mean?
And it's like looking at the small wins too. Like, okay, yeah, you might not be at your target weight. You may not be where you think you need to be, but... Like that post I showed you this week, it was like talking about, you know, through my journey to get to how I want to look or my target weight, I'm getting stronger. I'm getting more able-bodied. My cardio is coming up. You know, as long as you're better than you were yesterday, you know, and so we fixate on, oh, I'm not there yet. Or I gave myself 3 months and it's still, you know, whatever. And we're so hard on ourselves. And it's like, hey, how would you look at your wins? You know, yeah, you might.
I
not...
was just gonna say that, right? Like it's stop looking at the number on the scale, stop looking at all of like the external. Think about like you're sleeping better, like you said, your cardiovascular is up. Like for me, like you're able to do like climbs. I'm still not there yet, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, but you are so much further than what
exactly.
You were.
Exactly. So I just want people to like, this is not the topic for today, but like think about where you are and where you came from, but like stop fixating on that number per se.
And then I'm going to go and say this too, because this is exactly what we did today, was we went back to the trails that we started out on like 3-4 years ago.
It was so cool.
And so we just remember when we first started out,
it was so hard for me.
We stopped, like we both did. We both stopped like multiple times, and we couldn't, you know, there is a point where the trail kind of turns back onto itself, and it's like the furthest point, if you will. And so I just remember when we first started, it felt like forever to get there. And we had taken like 3 or 4 water breaks by the time we'd finally gotten there. And like we would have done that loop.
Yeah.
3-4 years ago, we were so proud of ourselves, and we're like, you know, my legs would be toasted for like multiple days afterwards. And like, to us, that was our Mount Everest. We were like, holy crap. And then today, Krista was like, hey, what trails do you want to ride? And we're talking. And then she goes, let's go back to the ones that we started out on and see our progress.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, because I haven't ridden those, because I've gone to the harder ones, but I haven't gone back to the basics. And sometimes just revisiting and kind of putting that back into your perspective of like, yeah I still struggle on the really hard ones, but that's okay, because when I go back to the easy ones where I used to struggle, it is, we didn't even stop once for a water break. We just kept going.
I know. Josh stopped and he's like, how are you feeling? And I'm like, good. Like,
yeah. And like, remember all the obstacles that we used to like,
oh my gosh,
stop and look up and be like, oh, like, you know, and then have to like mentally prepare yourself for it.
Or I would like fall at like the stupidest things, or like give up on some of like the downhill, like down to uphill climbs. And then today, I just bombed it.
Yeah.
Like,
she's actually yelling at me to go faster. Because I'm being a little reserved.
He's like slowing down. And I was like, can you go?
I was like, okay. Like, I'm trying to gauge her level. And like, here, she's like, go, go, go. I was like, okay. You know, so it's awesome, especially when you have a partner like this where you can go through the journey and we both enjoy it. And, you know, it's fun to do because it's that progress you get to see for one another.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of you. And like,
oh, well, thank you.
No. And it's one of those cool things where I never thought we'd be riding bicycles, to be honest.
Oh, me neither. Like,
but
I hated riding bikes. And I would never get on a bike ever since my childhood, going down a hill on a Razor scooter and scraping up the whole left side of my body, and my friends going, oh, you're okay. And I was like, no, I'm not. And I walked back alone to the house and called my mom to pick me up. And then ever since then, I would not get on a scooter. I wouldn't get on a bike, anything. I was deathly afraid of everything. And then like when 2020 hit and we were like, what can we do that's free? We're like, okay, let's go for bike rides. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yep.
To now, I'm going down rocks and jumps that I... You know, I have knee pads.
Yeah.
I have knee pads now.
That's
so.
Just smart. I mean, we
and helmets.
Yeah.
We're good.
But even something like that, you know, when I was a child growing up in young teen and everything, I was super into BMX. And like, that was my world. I loved it. And then I found the weight room and kind of got into all that. But this new found, I don't know, passion.
Yeah.
It's bringing back all those childhood memories, and it's making me so happy, because like there was a good like 5 or 6 years that like every waking moment, all I thought about was BMX. I couldn't wait to be on my bike. Like I rode every day, even like in the winter in Pennsylvania, I had set up in my parents' basement where I could like practice tricks in the basement. Like I cleared out a whole spot where I could just like ride in the
garage or like by the washer and dryer.
Yeah. Like, you know that area where they keep all the junk now?
Yeah.
Well, right there, I had that all cleared out, and I could just ride in circles and practice, like, my bunny hops, my bar spins. And
oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would just be down there for, like, after dinner for, like, an hour, and then my mom would be like, can you come back up?
That's funny.
Yeah. But I just loved it. And, like, this is, I'm finding myself, finding that childish dream.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know.
What did you want to build in the backyard in South Carolina?
Oh, I wanted to build like a little mountain bike, like trials kind of thing with like pieces of wood and like work on my balance and like, you know, just like little rail rides and like, yeah, little stuff like that.
We should have. I mean, we would have fit in right with
the rest. Yeah. Looking back. Anyway.
Oh, gosh. So to be frank, like, it kind of goes into, like, the topic that we pulled off of the wall. We tried the spinny wheel thing, but, like, I really love, like, looking at the wall and whatever's called to us that we do. Mm-hmm. So today we really want to hone in upon, like, keeping promises that you've made to yourself.
Here we go. This
and it is a goes, good one. It honestly goes into what we were just talking about. Yeah. Like, I told myself that I was going to be a better mountain biker this year. And that is, like, one of my goals is to, like, build my skill and all that kind of stuff. But the only, like, if I give up, seltzers weren't a good idea.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
If I give up, the only person I'm going to give up for is myself. And I'm going to disappoint only myself. I'm not going to disappoint anyone else. And you need to realize that you're doing it for you. You're not doing it for the external glory. You're getting it for your glory. Does that make sense?
No, 100%.
I've said that a couple times today, so I'll stop saying, does that make sense?
It's okay. I was actually going to go way deeper on this.
Oh.
Because.
Let's do it.
My promise that I made to myself.
12 minutes in.
Also affects you.
Yes.
So my promise I made to myself is I want to be a more godly Christian husband for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime that I fail at that, I not only get upset with myself, but it affects my wife. And so, you know, everything that I do now, I have that promise in mind, because is it fueling that promise or is it denying it? Is it taking away from that promise?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I try to look at it for myself, right? To stay loyal to my promise and what I set out to do for 2024 and just for here on out, right?
Yeah.
But I also realize that if I, you know, yell at you or get angry about something or I do something that's not in line with that promise,
mm-hmm.
I also have an accountability partner or somebody like Krista that's, you know, you're going to say something to me. And yep. When I don't uphold that promise, it also affects you. So that's kind of where I wanted to go with this, because it's hard. Because, you know, the promise that you make to yourself should be that thing that's always on repeat in your mind. And as you go throughout your day, is this going to, you know,
fuel me or deplete me?
Right.
Hmm.
You know, and sometimes, you know, you have to say, which we actually have another podcast topic up there, but like, sometimes you have to say no to things because it's not in line with your promise that you made to yourself.
Yep.
And, you know, you have to also be careful who you surround yourself with or situations that you put yourself in, because if it's not going to benefit you,
yeah,
or make you slip or take you back to old tendencies or habits or whatever that you're trying to renew yourself in,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to be aware of what your promise is. And so that's just what I got from that, because that's something that I'm really, really taking to heart recently
mm-hmm.
and trying to do. And hopefully you notice a difference in me, but
hands down, you know, yes.
We always talk about too, it's never too late to renew yourself and it's never too late to change. People do change.
Yeah.
You know,
just because you're a certain age does not mean that you are quote unquote stuck in your ways. Right. You have the opportunity to change your mindset. Listen to these podcasts more than just us and like change your whole life around. I've seen miracles upon miracles of people completely 180ing their lives just off of like one little thing or one little scare. Like, mm-hmm. let's say you get a diagnosis or you hurt your knee or like something like that. And you're like, I'm immobile right now. And wow, I took for granted being able to walk around the block or like anything like that. And you keep that in the back of your mind. Like, I made a promise to myself, after I recover, I'm going to be able to do X, Y, and Z, and never take for granted just waking up and being able to walk or being able. This one like really hits home with me, at least, is like being able to fuel your body properly. because like during the last couple of days of my dad's life, like he couldn't even eat or drink anything. Do you realize we all take that for granted?
Mm-hmm.
And like the sole fact of you need to be fueling your body so that way it can do the HIIT workouts, it can do the bike rides, it can do everything and more, live,
mm-hmm.
but in a healthy way. Like if you start to like feed yourself like the negative thoughts and like the negative like foods or like things that are just not, they're depleting you, they're not fueling you.
Right.
What do you think that's going to amount to? And you're not mm-hmm. keeping that promise to yourself.
Right. And I think the people that have the growth mindset or the people that are wanting to change and they're aware, they're self-aware of it.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt you more when you can't keep that promise or you slip or break or whatever. Right. Because you're going to struggle and you're going to have the days where you didn't uphold your promise and there's going to be moments where it happens. Right. But I think, you know, you need to kind of stop and look back and like Krista said, you know, take those moments of gratitude and just be like, okay, I have come further.
Mm-hmm.
One moment, one argument, one day, one day doesn't mean that the whole 3 months have been a waste. It's just, okay, I know what I need to do to get back on and keep rowing, you know?
Yeah. So I saw something and I'm not going to do this justice. I know it right now. But I saw something on Instagram and it was like the top, it had Monday through Friday, okay? And it had circles of percentages, what we think 100% looks like, 100% throughout the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
What 100% really is on a second line, and it has the same circles Monday through Sunday, and it's like 70%. And then the next day is 100%. And the next day is maybe 30%. And I think we need to be like more realistic with that point of view, because you're not going to be able, like you just said, you're not going to be able to do 100% 24/7. Is that the goal? Yeah. But you're also going to burn yourself out and you're going to have slip ups. Mm-hmm. Like you can't keep beating yourself down because you had one little thing that slipped up.
I think you need to look at like the percent sum average of like a week or a month or.
That's exactly what the Instagram thing like kind of depicted.
That's like,
I just didn't do it justice.
When you're on a weight loss journey, you know, they say, don't weigh yourself every day. Weigh yourself once a week. Weigh yourself every other week or monthly and see where you're at, because your body's going to ebb and flow. You're going to have highs. You're going to have lows. Just like anything with business growth, with mm-hmm. personal growth, anything like that, where, you know, you need to look at like a 30-day average, not just
exactly
each individual day. And, you know, I look at numbers all day long for my department at work, and you can see some days where you have peaks and valleys. You know, you're going to have great sale days, and maybe there's a, I don't know, a body shop returns a bunch of parts on one day. So you lost money that day,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the month, you could come out in the black. Like you could, you know, have growth.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to look at your life like that as well.
Yep.
Where, you know, if I look back to who I was even a year ago, I've grown not mm-hmm. only in like my career, but like also me personally and my faith and, you know, as a husband, things like that. You know, you have to, if you were to look at it granularly, I don't know if that would really do any justice, because you're just going to beat yourself up on, especially the low days.
Yeah.
But you have to have it in your mindset where if you have a bad day, tomorrow's anew.
Yeah.
So just work on it again. Apologize to whoever you offended or whatever. Maybe they have a graceful heart and they'll forgive you and you can move on. But as long as we continually grow,
mm-hmm.
You know, the heck.
Yeah. And I even saw it in like a, we talked about it from a percentage type of deal, but I also saw it for like a number of steps, because everyone's doing my 6-week challenge right now, and it was like you want to strive for 10k a day, but maybe like one day you had like 15 and the next day you had like 6. Doesn't that kind of balance itself out? Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even like food wise too.
Oh wait, you've argued me on this whole philosophy.
Okay, but You're not restrict. This is the thing. So you overdo it one day. You're not restricting yourself the next. You're just going on with your life.
Yes, but I also...
I know we have different views on this, so go ahead.
But if I overdo it on one day, say we get like In-N-Out or something like that, and
yeah.
I get my milkshake and my fries and my yeah. burgers. And But what I look at it as, okay, I just overate by 600 to 900 calories.
Yeah.
What am I going to do the next day to equalize myself back to zero?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't believe in that.
Okay.
We can disagree.
We can. I just feel
that's,
like...
Hey, that's the beauty of having your own mind and not taking offense to other people's views.
Oh boy, how about that?
Wow. Let's take that into 2024, everyone.
How about that, America?
Josh and I do not agree on everything.
No.
Let's be real.
No.
But I don't agree with that because I would rather someone just like you overate, you overdid it one day, the next day, don't restrict yourself, don't overdo it with exercise, because then you're going to spiral back into that. Especially if like you have an eating disorder, you're going to spiral back into it and it's not healthy. What you can do is it's a normal day. It's a new day. I'm going to eat my allotted macros and calories and I'm going to work out like normal. I'm not going to kill myself. I'm not going to restrict myself, because once they do that, then they're thinking that's the norm. I can get away with that type of thing where we're trying to make it a lifestyle, not a restriction, unless you're going through like bodybuilding and shows and stuff like that, which is completely different. And that's why we differ. So I just tend
What's your philosophy on starving yourself all day so you eat all your calories in one meal because you know you're going out?
I mean,
is that the same kind of mindset?
No, because I'm not like, I save all of my calories and macros for that like one, yeah, meal. I'm not overeating by any means.
Okay, true.
I'm staying within my allotted calories and macros. I'm not restricting myself for that day. I may restrict myself like in the morning. You know what I mean?
How about this, listeners?
Oh boy.
Have you ever been on a diet and you do throw that cheat meal in there and you actually wake up the next day? Because like what Krista said, you overate on your calories or whatever, and then you just carry on the next day, get back on your diet, whatever. So you don't bully yourself like what I do and torture yourself by doing an extra workout or longer workout.
Women don't
counteract the additional calories.
Men can do that. Women cannot.
But you have that In-N-Out meal, and then the next morning you wake up, your stomach's flatter.
Yeah.
You feel fuller, like your muscles are fuller. You have more energy. And
why is that?
Because your body was craving it, and it just automatically absorbs it.
Or are you not eating enough throughout the day?
But you don't want to overeat. Every day, it's only you refueled your body enough to last you another week.
Okay.
And sometimes, too, your body is so regimented with the diet that when you have those extra calories, fats, things like that, it doesn't even absorb it, really. It just kind of more or less pushes it through your doo-doo, and you just expel it because your body is not used to having that extra surplus of those bad things. Where if you make that a habit and that becomes like, I look at my guys at work, unfortunately, you know, Jack in the Box, you know, they're doing Burger King, McDonald's every day for lunch. It's a new fast food.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Your body gets used to that.
Yeah.
Where when you get to treat yourself, which it's not, I like to call it a treat meal, not a cheat meal, but you get to treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
You know, not only does it actually help you psychologically.
Yeah.
But.
So going back to keep your promises you made to yourself.
Well, I do In-N-Out every Friday.
Not every Friday. My goodness. But it like, okay, for those who don't know what In-N-Out is, it's honestly like it's family owned and their burgers are no BS. Like it's literally meat, some spices, all that kind of stuff. They make their own fries there. I don't consider it a cheat meal.
What's the healthiest, like, in my opinion, between that and like Chick-fil-A sometimes, they're like, if you had to do fast food, they're like the healthiest options to do.
For sure. Because like I get mine protein style, which is like a lettuce wrap with the burger, and they're like thin burgers. And then I get the fries, but I mean, I got animal style fries, which just adds a couple, you know,
sauces and onion,
sauces, cheese, onion. I don't consider it like bad, but then again, I don't consider specific foods, my voice cracked, like bad or good. It's just how much you consume of them.
Right.
And being conscious of what effects that's going to have on you.
Like last night I had the Fruit Loop donut.
Yeah, but that looked really good.
It was amazing.
It looked really good.
Really good.
I did not. I literally had a salad with like meat because I couldn't have any of the carbs because they weren't gluten-free. But that's besides the point.
So promises to yourself. We yeah. went way tangent
there. Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
What are you writing down?
None of your business.
Oh. Now I'm distracted.
I know. You're fine.
Okay.
Keeping promises to yourself.
I think they're very important. And it also keeps you true to your internal compass.
Yeah.
Of who you are trying to become.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would you break a promise to somebody that you loved?
That's the point I wanted to make too.
Like, if you made a promise to your wife, yes, we're going to go out and have a date night, or we're going to go here for our anniversary or whatever, and you didn't come through.
Pull up.
You know, what? What is that?
It's what the kids are saying these days.
Okay. Now I'm thrown off. I was like, what? Pull up? But like, honestly, like if you don't keep the promises to other people, why yeah. wouldn't you keep them to yourself? Isn't it?
Yep.
You know, it just blows my mind how quickly people are passively willing to just put themselves off or
yeah.
break the promises to themselves or not stay true to a diet or,
yep.
you know, fail on themselves repeatedly. And it's like, yo.
You give so much to other people. Why are you not giving that to yourself?
Yeah, or like the way that you talk to yourself too. Would you talk to somebody else like that?
I need to work on that.
You know, would you want somebody to say that to you? So why are you saying that to yourself and then thinking it's okay?
You're preaching to me.
Kinda.
I know.
But
it's okay.
It just blows my mind.
I'm getting better at that. Okay?
It could be a whole nother self-talk podcast.
Every day. 1% better every day. Keeping those promises to yourself, like, I think it's very, like, mind-boggling kind of what you just said of, I'm going to keep that promise to you and to all of these other people, but why are you putting yourself on the back burner? Why are you, like, giving to everyone else, and then you're not even keeping the promises to yourself or even feeding yourself the good stuff.
I think of the classic movie where it's a deadbeat dad and he keeps promising things to his kids and he's never there. He never shows up for the baseball game. He never, you know, takes him out for ice cream or whatever. He always constantly lying, works taking over, you know, whatever. He's never there
yeah.
for them. He breaks promises after promises after promises, right? The cliche, like, bad dad kind of thing, yeah. right? Well, why would you do that to your inner self and like put yourself in that kid's shoes? That's your inner kid that like you're just constantly lying to and letting down.
Yeah.
And you wonder why you have no self-esteem or no confidence or anything
mm-hmm.
because you're just constantly breaking those promises to yourself. And after a while, your body, you just become numb to it.
Yeah.
And then you just stop trying altogether.
Yep. I know. I mean, I feel the same way like about everything. So. That's all I wrote.
Okay.
That's all she wrote there, Clark. Is that even...
What are you doing?
I was trying to grab the pen.
Why?
Because I have, like, thoughts and I want to write them down. Josh gets so mad at me.
You're just distracting the crap out
no.
of me.
No. Okay.
Sorry, listeners. If we started videoing these, you would see the fidgetiness and the ADD going on over here.
I can't help it. I can't help it. Because if I don't write it down, I will forget it. I don't, that's just me. And then I'm not keeping the promises I made to myself.
Oh.
And putting the sticky notes up there.
Okay.
And writing things out.
Okay.
And having a plethora of different items for our listeners. You know?
I do.
Okay, cool. Okay,
makes sense, huh? Sorry. Sorry, I got mad at you. I just, you know me. any like squirrel moment, I get super distracted.
Oh, I know. And same here.
That's why we had to make this isolation room to do this podcast.
Pretty much. We literally lock the door and it's only this. We can focus on only the podcast, other than staining this.
Sorry. Sorry I failed you.
No. You kept that promise to me to do that.
Technically, I never made the promise.
That no, was you didn't. Because I wanted it done. That's all.
I built it. You can do all the finishing touches.
Well, you said you were going to rebuild it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
There we go. Calling me out.
I know. You called me out with my self-talk.
True.
Exactly. Okay. But I don't think of it. Well, I don't think of it as calling you out. It's just holding each other accountable. Like,
you know what's holding me back about the stupid table and why I haven't taken it apart yet is because these screws that I use, I tried loosening them and they're like one time, like inner, they only go in, they don't come out, and I've never seen screws like this. I thought they were like sweet cabinet screws, saw them at Lowe's, bought them, and they stink. And now I have to try to figure out how to get these out of the board so I can take the thing apart so we can stain it and rebuild it. And I have those sweet corner brackets that it's going to look dope once it's done. But these stupid bolts, I can't get them out.
What if we just keep them in and stained it?
Well, because the legs are wonky. They like push out because I built it wrong. There, I just poured my heart out about this stupid table.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Let's just stain it.
Cool.
Sounds great.
Spray paint it black and be done with it.
I am totally fine with it. But I did spray paint this.
That's not black, Mangolia Farms.
I know. So we have like a little end table we can put our drinks on and like our notes and stuff like that. And
it's a blue.
It literally said black on the spray paint
can.
What
is wrong with companies nowadays? They can't name colors for crap. This has no green in it whatsoever.
And our walls.
To the wall, guys.
Are supposed to be nocturnal green.
This here.
It's blue black.
This is like a midnight blue, if you ask me.
It is. You know what it is?
It's a beautiful color.
It is a bruise.
Huh?
The blue bruise.
It's like a dark, dark denim.
The darkest bluish denim.
Yeah, there's no green in it whatsoever.
Dude, I see no green.
I'm starting to think Ray Charles is naming these colors at Valspar because... Stop
it. Valspar, I have a inkling or a what with you? I have a pickle with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Who's naming your colors?
Seriously.
Unbelievable.
Ray Charles, definitely. Even like...
Yeah.
I see no green. And the funny thing is, I painted, for those who take my classes, I painted my office the same color as this, and it looks black in my office. So it doesn't even look bluish color. Doesn't even look green, the nocturnal green. It looks black.
I know. Whatever.
Okay. On that rant.
Just like that bike we were looking at. They called it red, but it was straight up pink. Like
totally.
Flamingo pink. I totally would have rocked it, but
it was pinkest pink ever.
And they considered it like some red. I forget what it was called.
It was like rojo.
Rojo.
Rojo. I can't do that. I can't roll my R's. And I didn't appreciate it. So
ugh.
I'm done.
It really grinds my gears.
On that note, keep those promises to yourself. Remind them every single morning. Just keep reminding yourself of all the promises you've made. Stop giving up on yourself. We love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. If you want more, go to peakdrivenllc.com. I'm going to be updating a couple things on there, so look forward to that. And also, our 6-week challenge is wrapping up, but no worries. We're going to do another one in March.
Yay.
I know. It's just going to be back to back to back to back.
Nice.
I love it. So if you love this, share it with someone else. That is how we grow. But on that note, we'll see y'all next time.
All right, guys. God bless. Love you.
Later. Go be the light.